Mandata Parikrama Part 2, Omkareshwar, Madhya Pradesh, India. Whoever cannot find a temple in his heart, the same can never find his heart in any temple. Mikhail Naimi. Our journey from Omkareshwar is not a religious ritual alone. It connects us to nature. As I passed each 100-meter milestone, there was a new sight to savor, new flowers and trees to admire, and excitement for the next point of interest. Walking ahead of Kadareshwar Temple, the stone steps lead downwards and deeper into the island. After a distance, you hear the next stop of the parikrama first and see it later. At a narrow projection in the west of the Mandata, is the Kaveri and the Narmada confluence. Don't confuse it with its famed namesake in the south, Kaveri. This tributary of the Narmada is just 40 kilometers long. It originates near Kaveshwar on the Parimatra mountain. Another name for this holy place is Arundhi Sangam, in the honor of goddess Arundhi. The Puranas extol the virtues of a bath at the confluence, as it destroys guilt. To become the leader of Yakshas, nature spirits, Kubra, the god of wealth, performs severe penance to Shiva at this spot. Smooth rounded stones found around the banks of Narmada cover the path to the Sangam. The place is slippery, more so during monsoons. While taking a dip, take care of your camera. Rinmukeshwar, the god who frees you from debt. After a dip at the holy Sangam confluence, pilgrims go to Rinmukeshwar, a temple for freedom from debts of all kinds. A unique offering of Bengal gram to this form of Shiva makes a person debt-free. Legend talks about the Pandava brothers, from Mahabharata, offering gold to absolve themselves from the arrears of their ancestors. So had King Harishchandra by offering the pulses. According to Hindu astrology, planet Jupiter rules this place. You can please him by offering yellow objects such as gold, turmeric, saffron, and Bengal gram. Pilgrims come here to seek relief from long-standing liability by performing Pili Puja, worship using yellow-colored objects. Within the premises are temples of Lord Rama and his consort, Sita. Dharmaraj Door, Gateway. A relaxed wall later, up an incline, I reach the first of the three gateways. Dedicated to Dharmaraj, King of Righteousness, Yudhishthir, the eldest of the Pandava brothers, it exists since the 13th century. It was once the main entrance to the city on the island. Now, small villages and temples have sprung up here. Some are an assortment of old idols. A new one, dedicated to goddess Narmada, has an idol of her seated on her vahana, vehicle, a freshwater crocodile. As a Hindi saying goes, you can't feel spiritual while hungry. That took me to a very interesting tea stall en route. The poet tea maker satiated the need for a hot drink flavored with a pious couplet linking his brew with God. While I refresh myself here, stay tuned for the forthcoming episode next week.